Now let's come to the next section, which is healing. Now today, many people have in mind concerning healing, such as healing campaigns, healing revivals, and you've seen the reports on television how many of these have been exposed as frauds, where they've actually used high-tech microphones and ear receptors so that different ones in the audience would communicate to the one preaching, and it would seem that he diagnosed the disease of the person by name as if it were by a miracle, but it was all fraud. It was all fed into his ear by someone else in the back of the audience there who was one of the greeters to find out what information they had. And they always had him fill out an information form, so they had everything right there. And it's not one of these where you get up and shout, yell, and scream and fall on your back and you blither and blabber and things like that. Healing comes from God. Let's read about it here. Let's come to the section and we'll read the statement of belief on healing. The scriptures reveal that God sometimes allows sickness to come upon individuals for a special purpose. With this exception, the sickness that we suffer is a result of physical or spiritual sins. Now, physical sin is where you break a physical law. Now, if you fall, you've broken the physical law of gravity and it's caught up with you, and maybe you fell and broke your arm or broke your leg or whatever. Now God has put into the body of every individual the healing process for things like that. Because God loves his creation and God is no respecter of persons, he knows that things like that will happen with everyone. Now today when I'm bringing this study on healing, the other day I was using a razor knife to cut something and I cut my finger. So I've got a cut right on my finger. And thanks to God, the healing process is there and it's coming along fine. So when you break a physical law, there will be a physical result that will happen, which is called sickness. Sometimes it is a spiritual sin. When your spiritual sins get so bad, then God will bring special curses upon people for their spiritual sins, and you can read that in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 15 on, where God says that these are the curses that I will bring upon you for disobedience. Divine healing is God's forgiveness of those sins. God the Father personally intervenes when he extends healing to those individuals who call upon him in times of sickness or injury. This divine intervention can be directed toward anyone at any time as God wills. Because Jesus Christ paid the sin for healing for every sickness with the stripes of scourging that he received before his crucifixion. When we are healed by God, our sins are forgiven through the stripes of the suffering of Jesus Christ. Miracles of healing are often granted. And I know I have seen miracles of healing. Now, miracles do not take place all the time, but they do happen occasionally. The scriptures teach that one who desires to be healed of God should call for the elders of the church to anoint him or her with oil in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we saw, to lay on hands and to pray for God's healing and intervention. Trusting God in faith for healing is a personal matter between each individual and God. Now let's look at the scriptures concerning that. Let's come to Exodus 15. Here we're going to see that one of the names of God, and you need to understand this, whenever you read of the Lord God in the Old Testament, you are reading about the one who became Jesus Christ. So all of the covenant names of God in the Old Testament refer to Jesus Christ. God the Father was not revealed until Jesus Christ came to reveal him. Now let's come here to Exodus 15, and let's pick it up in verse 23. We're going to see something here that's very important for us to understand. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. So this shows that there are times when natural processes, which God has already created, God will certainly use and honor and bless. Then he says in Psalm 103 that he made herbs for the service of man. The day that he'd gotten away from those things which God has created and have gotten into a lot of sophisticated medicines, which they're finding are going to have long-term deleterious effects against people and build up immunities against bacteria. Now we have incurable bacteria because the immune systems have been so destroyed by having so many drugs which are based not upon the natural methods but upon chemical methods. So God here not only used a natural method but gave his blessing upon it, didn't he? Yes. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, If you will diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight. Now here are some of the conditions for healing. And will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you, which means I am God, your healer. So healing is a divine intervention. Now we can call upon the promises of God. Let's come to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. God promises that he will heal. It is a matter of faith of the individual and a matter of faith of the elder who anoints. Both of them are involved. Now, sometimes God will let us go through things because we do things which are detrimental to our bodies, not realizing it. And sometimes God will let us go through things as sort of a discipline for us so that we will understand that the body that we have is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now let's go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Now one thing we need to understand in the process of healing, which is this. God has determined that our physical life is limited. Now some people live longer than others. Some people are more healthy than others. Sometimes it has to do with what you received as an inheritance from your parents. That has a lot to do with it. Sometimes it has to do with the food that you've eaten. And if you've grown up eating a lot of junk food and your health is not good, well then God certainly would expect you to correct and remedy that because he made the good and wholesome food. Men have taken it and degenerated it, and so we're creating degenerate human beings and sickly human beings. Some of them cannot even fend off even a common cold anymore. And we have people whose immune systems are now so bad that they get what are called environmental diseases or environmental reactions where they can't even live in their own homes because of all the chemicals in it, that their immune system is so low that they can't fight off the toxins leaching out from the chemicals in the home, out of the rug, out of the wall, out of the everything. And so you have all of those factors which you need to consider. But we still have these promises. Verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now again, this ties right in with diligently seeking God and listening to his voice and doing the things that are right and pleasing to God. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. So there we have the promise. But the promise is also based upon obedience. Like Jesus told the man who he healed, he said, Go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. So we have that all together there. So he gives a promise of healing. Now let's come to Matthew 9. Let's come, first of all, to Matthew, the 8th chapter, and then we'll come to Matthew 9. Matthew 8. And here it shows some of the healings that Jesus performed. Now let's understand this. Jesus didn't heal everyone. He healed all that came to him, but not everyone who came to him. Jesus had the capacity to raise the dead, but he only raised 3 in his 3.5-year ministry. Now, Matthew 8 and verse 1. And when he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be clean. And immediately he was cleansed. God healed. Let's come over here to verse 16. And when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with demons. There is casting out of demons, a proper way. And he cast the spirits out with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our iniquities, our infirmities rather, and bare our sicknesses. So Jesus carried those upon himself. Now let's come to Matthew, the 9th chapter, Matthew 9. Matthew 9 and verse 27. And when Jesus departed from there, 2 blind men followed him, crying and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. When he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, See that you tell no man. Well, with that kind of thing, they were so excited they went out and told everybody. And I imagine everyone was wondering about that. Now, we are healed through his stripes. Let's come to 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. This is one of the very reasons why Jesus went through the horrible crucifixion that he did. And we will see here that Peter writes, By his stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2. Now let's pick it up here in verse 21. For even hereunto you were called, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his body, on the tree, staros, stake or cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So it is by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Now we find that back here in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 is a whole chapter given to the crucifixion and suffering of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53. But we'll just cover the verses which then apply to the healing of sickness and disease. Let's pick it up here in verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Sorrows can also mean pain. Grief can mean sickness. He has borne our infirmities. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. So that's what Peter is quoting there. And another thing to understand concerning the Word of God, which is very important. You cannot separate the New Testament from the Old Testament. The Old Testament is in itself incomplete. The New Testament is in itself incomplete and built upon the foundation of the Old Testament. And the thing that is important to realize concerning the Old Testament is that the New Testament interprets the Old Testament. Many people have it the other way around. Now let's continue on here. We covered those things concerning laying on of hands, so let me just mention we have two more in-depth tapes on healing which you can write for. So you can send in for those, and that will cover many more scriptures and give you a much more detailed instruction concerning healing and anointing, which then will also cover, we'll add a little bit more concerning laying on of hands.
This tape has been brought to you by the Christian Biblical Church of God website at www.cbcg.org. And thank you for listening.